Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Lynn Talley. She is with the Jamestown Safe Shelter and Mary's Place in Jamestown. And Lynn, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, we are so happy to have you with us, Lynn, and very excited to talk about the upcoming second annual Rabbit Run and Bunny Hop on April 20th in Jamestown. This is a new 5K that you guys rolled out last year with some great participation, and it's coming up again. We'll be talking about that. But Lynn, would you mind kind of explaining Jamestown Safe Shelter and your guys' role in the community of Jamestown, as well as Mary's Place, too,
sure. Please? Safe Shelter has been around for 38 years, and we are a crisis center that provides all kinds of services for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, and stalking. So we started out with domestic violence and have sort of added those other services as we've gone along.
Yeah.
And Mary's Place is a shelter that we just opened almost a year ago. We have apartments that where we can provide some emergency shelter and safe housing for people when they need to flee a violent relationship.
Mm-hmm. And something it's hard to talk about, but it's something that's prevalent in our community, something mm-hmm. that's needed in our community. So in order to maintain, you know, Safe Shelter, Mary's Place, events like this are needed, these fundraisers that help out Mary's Place and raise money for that. And this one coming up Saturday, April 20th, a healthy way, but also a great way that we'll be raising funds for Safe Shelter and Mary's Place, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So April 20th, get that on your calendars. It is a 5K. And I love the Rabbit Run Bunny Hop, because you can get anybody who's maybe not at that skill level that can run a 5K, but everybody can get involved. Nobody's turned away from this event, right?
Right. And you can, we actually have two routes. So the Rabbit Run is the 5K.
Okay.
And you can run it or walk it. We had people doing both last year. And the Bunny Hop is a 3K. The whole thing starts at Harold Newman Arena up on the UJ campus. And they'll go past track, over to the airport road, down to the high school, and back to Harold Newman Arena.
Okay.
And we have prizes for the first three people in the categories of men and women. So there will be six prizes for the first three people who finish.
In that race.
Right.
Perfect. And yeah, and what I loved about it too last year, Lynn, when just the great participation of it, you had all these prizes, the last to leave and the first three across the line. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of involvement with it. Mm-hmm. And we really encourage anybody, even if you've never ran a 5K before, sign up for the 3K, do a walk the 5K. Again, because everything that goes into this is being raised for a Safe Shelter. And it looks like this will take place rain, snow, or shine.
Yes, we promise. Last year we postponed because we had a blizzard and 30 below wind chills. But it was earlier in the year. So hopefully this year it will be nicer weather because it's April 20th instead of March. So
we're hoping so. Fingers crossed. So it looks like it'll be over in time too, because you want to get people also to the upcoming annual Easter egg hunt. So there's no mismatch between there. It looks like 9 o'clock on the dot is when it starts, and registration takes place before that, right?
Right.
Okay.
The registration will start at 8:15.
Okay.
And the 5K will start right at 9 o'clock, and the 3K, which is the bunny hop, and that just sort of winds through the UJ campus,
okay.
And we'll have games for kids and some treats for kids. We also are going to have Jamestown Inflatables will be there, so we'll have a big bouncy house for the kids, so awesome. That will be extra fun. Yeah, so the 3K will be over in time for the kids to get off to that Easter egg hunt.
Perfect. Lynn Talley again with Jamestown Safe Shelter and Mary's Place. Registration costs, Lynn, are they available to register beforehand, or do they just show up day of, and what's the cost for that?
The cost is $25 for adults, and that includes an event t-shirt with our beautiful new logo on it, and $5 for kids under 12, but they don't get a t-shirt.
They don't, okay.
For the $5 one.
So. That's fine. And again, remember, all of it goes towards Mary's Place, like we
exactly.
said.
Exactly. So. Yep. And you can register in a couple of different ways. You can go to our website, which is www.safeshelterjamestown.org, or you can text MPRUN19 800-282-4144. Or you can also, if you're not tech savvy and don't want to do it online or on your phone, you can call us at our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and we'll get you registered.
Perfect. And that number, 251-2300, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'll give that text line again, too, because that's a lot of numbers and everything. That's MP Run, M as in mouse, 19 to 41444. You can get registered that way. And again, give them a call, safeshelterjamestown.org, and they'll help get you sponsored, or they'll help get you signed up for that. Lynn, anything else with the run? Do you want to recognize any sponsors? Do you have any other information about Safe Shelter or Mary's Place, or about the upcoming Rabbit Run and Bunny Hop on the 20th?
As far as the registration goes, if you can't attend the event but would still like to donate, on the registration site, there is a link where you can just make a donation. So, awesome. And we would certainly appreciate that as well.
Very good.
We do have lots of sponsors for this year. Our prime sponsor is Mix 93.3 FM, and our other sponsors are Q101 FM, mm-hmm. Jamestown Inflatables, Newman Signs, Mary Newman, University of Jamestown, Bank Tax Insure Forward, the Jamestown Sun, Sanford Health, Happy Mermaid Images, Angela Martini, who designed our beautiful logo.
Awesome.
Originals, CSI Cable, Carrie and Leoness, Joe Schmidt Music, Lifetime Vision Source, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and Collins Aerospace. Perfect. So we got a lot of people in our community that are involved and happy to support this event for us.
Yes, it's always great to see community support. So we hope to see you out there April 20th. Again, 8:15 registration, 9 o'clock sharp is the gun goes off and the race starts. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk About It.
Again, I'm happy to be here.